Welcome to the June 5th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. In part 3 of her post-ScopeX video interview, Liz Beattie explained why asking sites to use different technology for every sponsor remains a major barrier to AI adoption. A site-first approach to technology development prioritizes interoperability and user experience consistency across sponsors, enabling AI capabilities to function effectively at the point of data capture. In a new contributed article, the pharma industry is shifting from traditional data warehouses to hybrid quote-unquote lakehouse architectures that balance governance with flexibility for multimodal data. Agentic orchestrators handling ETL, data quality, and harmonization are reducing time to insight by up to 75% while maintaining Alcoa Plus compliance and regulatory readiness through automated lineage tracking and FAIR principles implementation. And last but not least, in a Cygnet health analysis on obesity trials, discontinuation rates of 15 to 30% are driven primarily by gastrointestinal adverse events, perceived lack of efficacy, and logistical burden. Structured dietitian support, adaptive goal setting, and predictive analytics identifying at-risk patients before withdrawal achieved 93.4% visit attendance and 82% retention rates in phase 3 programs. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us right back here next week for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Have a great weekend.